Welcome to today's episode of Profitable Word by Reverend Francis W. Albing, Lead Pastor, The Keeper's House Chapel International. And now to today's word.
Luke chapter 18, verse 1 to verse 8. Luke 18, 1 to 8. Look at what the scripture said. And he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint, saying, there was in a city a judge which feared not God, neither regarded man. And there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him, saying, avenge me of my adversary. And he would not for a while, but afterward he said within himself, though I fear not God nor regard man, yet because this widow troubled me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. And the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge said. And shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on earth? Praise the Lord. I have been discussing with you about Route 1, Part 1 and 2. And we are doing why men don't pray. Why men don't pray. Please take your seat. Part 1. Jesus is speaking and he gives them a story, which we call in Bible Palace a parable. This parable is showing us different aspects of truth that we should imbibe or imbue into our system for our work with God. And he opens his statement by saying that men always ought to pray and not to faint. So straight away, we know that prayer is very fundamental to one's survival. Prayer is integral to one's sustainability in life. And that prayer is on is a very high variable when it comes to God's equation. Men ought to always pray and not to faint. That simply also means that it's either you are praying or you are fainting. It's either you are praying to stand or you are not praying to faint. It also tells us that if without prayer, it means you have fainted, then maybe prayer is one of those variables that could be conceptualized as spiritual oxygen for the human spirit. And I can easily foresee a possibility where after a long absence of effectual prayer, your spirit loses that energy and that oxygen for you to be able to push through adversity, push through challenges, push through life successfully. You can be living life and you are not actually making the best out of life because you have cut yourself off from supernatural oxygen. And so prayer is one of the tabs that helps us to open the valve to receive the life of God into our being. If you are here, say, I am here. And Jesus is saying that one of the reasons why people don't pray is because they have fainted. There are many in church who can easily faint because of the vicissitudes of life. You can easily faint because things are battering you, butchering you, beating you, and it can make you faint. There are many things in this life that the Bible calls the cares of life. C-A-R-E-S. The burdens of life that can weigh so much on you that you will collapse under the weight of those burdens. You will collapse under the overwhelming power of those things that will bring bring you a lot of care, will bring you a lot of concern, will bring you a lot of worry. Jesus talking in Matthew chapter 6, he says that, do not worry, because these things will make you worry, and when you worry, you do not add anything to your life. And so the strategy of the devil is to make you care, is to make you so concerned and enter into worry so that you will faint and not add anything to your life. I don't think that there is anyone who adds anything to their life when they are fainting. When you faint in the market, you don't sell. I mean, one time I was talking to a doctor, and he was performing a surgery on a little boy. Immediately he cut the little boy, he fainted. He went into coma. And he woke up after some days and the boy was dead. So he was so sure that he could save the boy. But because he fainted, he couldn't be productive for the boy, and the boy died. When you faint, life has temporarily stopped. And if you don't come out of your fainted state, if you don't come out of your coma, state of coma, if you don't come out of your state of hibernation, because things have pushed you to a point where you are not responding to treatment, you are likely to pass out fully and then leave the earth. But may nobody leave because you are fainted. There's always a possibility that you can be resuscitated. There's always a possibility that you can be brought back to life when we apply certain skills on you, when we apply certain medicine on you, you can come out of your coma. And this morning, may the spirit of he that raised Christ from the dead, the same spirit that is at work in you, let it quicken not just your mortal body, but let it quicken your spirit as well. If that amen is louder, receive the help of the Holy Spirit. So when the Bible said that do not faint, men ought not to faint, what actually was the Bible alluding to? Now, if you read verse number 8, he said, I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on earth? This is the summary of the whole matter. That men ought to pray and not to faint. And Jesus is summarizing for us what it means when men faint. When men faint, what has actually fainted is their faith. He said, when I come, shall I find faith? He didn't say, shall I find men on earth? He said, shall I find faith on earth? Because fainted men don't exist properly. And for a person to be seen to be fainted spiritually, what simply it means is that that person's faith has fainted. I can't use the word collapsed, but the faith has fainted. When something faints, it means that it now lacks the energy to sustain the life that is meant to sustain. Are you here with me at all? And that is why someone will pass out, because at that point, the energy in them could not hold them together. That's why they are on the ground. That's why we are trying to get oxygen to them. You know, so there are things. Everything you are looking for comes with its own weight and energy requirement. If you are believing God for marriage, it comes with its own weight and energy requirement. And you can faint under that weight. That's why the psalmist praying, he said that, Lord, when my heart is overwhelmed, because the weight can overwhelm you. Are you here at all? Yeah, things can just be so heavy that your faith will faint. Fainted men are men who don't make progress. That is the real definition of stagnation. That's the real definition of stasis. That's the real definition that you may be alive, but you are not functioning. And when somebody is fainted, sometimes they are not dead, though, but they are also not productive. Are you here with me at all? And sometimes they are not dead, but they are not awakened to the things happening in the environment. And I believe strongly that this morning the Lord is bringing somebody's faith alive, because for your faith to faint is not accidental. Things would have happened over time. You would have given your faith a certain condition, environmental impact and experiences for your faith to come to that level where it will faint. The Bible said faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. When you starve your spirit over time from the nutritional value of good word, such as is preached in the keeper's house, a refreshing word, a life-lifting word, an edifying word, your spirit begins to lose energy. Why that thing? It is so because whatever energy is stored in your spirit needs to be replenished from time to time. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. There is something called renewal of strength. You're replenishing your strength supernaturally. Your strength can be depleted. Are you here with me at all? Your strength can be wasted. Your strength, and every day as you are applying yourself to job, family, ministry, career, strength is leaving you. Jesus said, virtue has left me. And from time to time, I'm telling you, as you are ministering, virtue is leaving you. As you are working, virtue. As you are taking care of children, virtue is leaving you. Everything you expend life's energy on, virtue leaves you. And when virtue leaves and you don't replace, you begin to become famished in virtue. And from time to time, you find out that you are losing yourself. Sometimes you don't feel yourself. My God, I feel this thing here. You can become flat and plateau in the spirit because you just feel like, where am I? You'll be looking for you and you can't find you. May you find you today in Jesus' name. Faith can fail. It can fail. Now, but you see, failing is you have gone too far. Faith can faint. And when your faith faints, it's not able to handle the weight of what it's meant to handle. That's why you will see that unconsciously you have abandoned the project that your head is telling you are still on. I feel it here. Konasa lapataya. I feel like dancing Abuja this morning. You can abandon a marital project and you'll be walking around it as if you are there, but you have actually fainted. Ilakwa salata. Sempelete. You can abandon a childbed project because you have fainted. You can abandon a career project because the thing is caning you. Caning is taking a lot of energy from you to the point that you cave under the power of that project. And so you faint and pick up other things. When you faint, there is still life. But that life is a small life that is just sustaining you just around. So you have fainted on the main things and now we are just managing you. You go into management mode. I'm preaching here this morning. Some people can faint. Oh, may you not be fainted in the name of Jesus. Don't faint. So much fainting going on. Just say, any party about me and some handful. Fainted. Faith has fainted. So you find out, yeah, when we finish the whole night, one great woman of God came to me and said, Pastor, the preaching there, you preach for me. He said, I've stopped praying. No. I'm just singing. I'm in the house. I'm just, and this is somebody who used to fast on her own. He said, I've prayed for a job. I've prayed for this now. I don't know when it's going to come. So no, I just, I'm not there. I'm not there. When you get to that point where you are not there, then you know that you have fainted. Ayakota lavata haya. But you see, the thing is that God is interested in stretching you. Satan is interested in exploiting you. Whichever way, if you turn to God, he's going to test you. You turn to the devil, he's going to tempt you. So tell somebody, get ready. Get ready. Test on every side. Paul said, we were but stretched on every side.
Alakwa satalava mahatosa. Kendolavaka. This man, you know, will not finish the preaching. Prayer will start. Because some people, their spirit needs a spiritual battery jump. That battery has been parked for a long time, that it's become so dead and the water in it has become so stale. So the atmosphere, when it is stirred, we will now spark you and hit you until you can travel your journey. A prayerless believer has an undergirding explanation of fainted faith. The undercurrent, what is underpinning you not praying, is because something has fainted in your faith. You have, the modern day word is that you have given up. But it's a very psychedelic, subliminal, subtle way of giving up. But the real thing is that you lack the appetite for it. You lack the passion for it. You lack the push for it. You have given up, but you are just hanging around. Are you here with me at all? May you never faint in Jesus' name. You know, fainting is a step to death when not well managed. For many people, before they die, they pass out first. So when you pass out, we know that there's a high probability that you want to go. Just now, so I know a fainting. Now, so I know a fainting. Now, so I know a fainting. I ask my mom, "Yako, oh fainting, fainting." Ask somebody, "Are you fainting, fainting?" Sometimes when you are fainting, you feel very depressed. I'm going there. Should I stay there? When you are fainting, you see that the energy is not there. When you are fainting, I say there, when you be an awoodi, open tamakodidi. You have given up on the weight loss and looking fine for yourself because you have given up. You have fainted. You say, "Ya bread ni pa beji di an wey ase." Hey, famisani ametia nyobia nebetu mi ayasle. Wobwa. You have just fainted. That is why that women's fellowship you have, it can train to a youth ministry. I will explain the women's fellowship for you. But the Lord is faithful here. Receive fire. Recently, I saw one of our sister's picture. I thought it was an AI. What a chick. Chick, I said, no, the people, they have over-edited the picture. Stomach flat. Women's fellowship here. Very tight and slim. Now, Nyamie Shrano is dripping. Oh, my God. God, I beg. Hey, when I hear chicks, I know. I said, "Daddy, not me a chico." I said, "What happened?" Hey, from today, receive the ability not to die whilst you are alive. You can faint and still be around. You are being attended to, but you are not fruitful for yourself. And Jesus speaking, he says that when he returns, that means that there is, you see, when, it means that there is certainty for your encounter and visitation. And the reason why you may miss what the visitation is meant to do is because you give up. It's because you fainted before the return. It's because you fainted before the visitation. The Lord always comes through. But most of times, the things that you trust him for, that weighs you down so much for you to break down, give up, and get so troubled, he brings them, but by the time he comes, you are not consciously awakened to grab it. You see, you cannot see it. When a person is asleep, it's a sign of faintedness. Just take it. Let's not take it too far. And hardly will you see somebody who is asleep and will be able to hold on to something he was holding throughout the sleep. At some point in time, they will let it go. When you spiritually sleep, that's why Paul was talking to the people of Galatia, that wake up, oh ye sleeper. When you spiritually sleep, you lose what is already in your hand. The water will be in your hand. Others are like that. Devil didn't take it. You lost it. You become like Asnas. You always have the title and you lose it. And I'm praying for Asna people that this season they will not go into their bottling business. Tell somebody the testimony is yours to lose. Do not lose it with prayerlessness. That simply means, you see, when God is coming, he's coming for supplies. Daily he loads us with benefit. So anytime he's encountering you, he's actually coming to establish what he promised he wanted to give you. And so the giving and the receiving is a certainty. The giver always gives. One of the reasons why you do not receive is that you will lack the consciousness, the spiritual ability and the spiritual availability to receive. My God, I feel it. There are some people, they have lost their spiritual positioning, you know, because spiritual positioning requires that at the time that the Lord comes, you will be on ground conscious. I like it when Elijah was dealing with Elisha. He said, if you see me go, you shall get it. And most of the time, by the time the Lord will bring the marriage, you have gone so far and so misaligned in your faith that you lack the consciousness. And Jesus talking, he said, I weep over you, Jerusalem, because you lack the spirituality to discern the moment of your visitation. And it takes prayer to be there when the baby is released for you to grab it, to be there when the job is released for you to grab it, to be there when the promotion is released for you. Are you here with me at all? It takes it. Many of the things that you lose because you faint before their arrival. Kalanzu Fahata. My God. Can you take me to verse 3? Jesus talking, he says that You have every reason to faint. And I'm going to point to you some of the reasons you've got to faint. And there was a widow. Please give me verse 2, because verse 2 says, saying there was in a city a judge which feared not God, neither regarded man. So the things that you are going to contend with, one of them is going to be an impossible figurative figure. A judge that doesn't fear God, he doesn't regard man. That's a very big problem that in Bible definition you call an impossible condition. When you are dealing with something that does not respond to God and does not respond to man, something that doesn't look like a response to prayer or a response to strategy. Are you here with me at all? It doesn't respond to the spirit. It doesn't respond to natural intervention. When you are dealing with a condition like that, that is the figurative explanation of who this judge is. When you have a problem that you don't know what to do with it, that's the kind of problem, when it is solved, your life will go to another dimension. And most of the time, that's the kind of problem that can make you faint. When Hannah found herself in this kind of problem, not knowing that there was a prophet, a generational prophet inside of her, when that miracle landed, the rest was history. A city cannot be born in a day. Only foolish things get born by heart. Anyhow. Are you here with me at all? When something, look at Ebro. Look at corn. You plant na 3 months maximum. Try palm. Try it. Try it. If you are not careful, you will die before the thing bears fruit. But when it blossoms, oh, the palm tree can also take like about 40 years in replenishable harvest. You harvest, it will give you fruit. You harvest, it will give you fruit. And scientists say that only Ghana, we are jokers, so we just do abenkwai and key soap with palm. But you go to those who came to collect from us, they make more than 40 products from Ghana, including its waste product. Nothing is wasted in the palm. No wonder when you plant it, boy, it takes a long time for it to come to fruition. And you will see that the wind will blow, a lot of things will go down, palm will still be standing, because it's got tap root. That root will be finding its way all the way to the water table. Whether rain is falling, it's not falling, the palm doesn't care. It will be green. Every time you go to the palm tree, it has some greenery, because its design of the root has found its way to where water is. I'm feeling like preaching this message. There are some corns and palms in church. People want to flourish overnight. Shooting star, you shoot and get disappeared, because nothing is sustaining your root. I love it when the Bible talks about the people of Judah. He said they take their root downward and bear their fruit upward. The depth of your root determines the power of your fruitage. If you are a corn that has a lighter root, any wind can blow you and ground you. But if you are a palm, Ajalama Kotasa, Bible said when a tree is cut short, oh my God, as long as the root remaineth in the soil, it's called long suffering. You have the ability to adjust to the environment, ability to adapt the environment, ability, are you here at all? In season and out of season, Paul said, I know how to abound and abase. When I am under perplexities, I day on ground. When I have abundance, I day on ground. Nothing is shaking me. A gidibasious kind of faith. And I pray no matter what is happening. Because I'm not gone. I'm a palm tree. Psalm 92 uses it, says, you shall flourish like the palm tree. Even in old age, you'll be bearing fruit. I'm telling you, there is a spirit of prayer that propels you to a dimension of fruitfulness and relevance. Even when you have left the stage, nobody can take you off the stage. That's why Oyedepo is still on ground. That's why Adeboye is still on ground. These are prayer addicts. They know God than governors. They know God than presidents. Presidents will come and go, but the Holy Spirit is still our helper. Am I preaching to somebody here at all? You know, so you see that when you are confronted with a big problem, that looks like it does. It looks like this judge, he really looked like he's not a logical, reasonable thinking judge. And that is what he had projected to the people. But look at what Jesus said. Verse 3. I'm taking you through. You see, sometimes you have a problem. The problem will look like it doesn't respond to treatment, to intervention. You pray. That is what, there's something called self-presentation. The king had presented, the judge, sorry, had presented himself to them that, me, no, I don't respond to God. I don't respond to man. If you pray, you cry, you strategize, you see that the problem, you are praying, the problem is still on ground. Yes. It's even more visible. He'll be telling you that, okay, are you done? I did. It's a presentation. Tell somebody, don't just take it like that. Because you will find out that if you persist, something will be changing inside this thing here. And there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him saying, avenge me of my enemy. A widow is a disadvantageous personality. It's a person in disadvantage. It's a widow. It's a category of a human being in town who has a special case that has to be handled in a special way. So when you find yourself, you yourself, you find yourself in a space of disadvantage, what do? You can easily faint. When they are giving your position to other people, when their education is higher, when their connection and friendship with them is higher than the connection and friendship you have, you are a widow. A widow is someone without man. Without a partner, without a human help, what is left to this widow is only God. That's why John the Baptist is the greatest prophet born to all men. The Bible said that he went to the wilderness. He never saw any human being there. Jesus asked him, he said, when you went to the wilderness, what did you go there to see? He said, he went to see a prophet who was eating locust, drinking and eat wild honey. He just was praying and making announcement from the spirit. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. If you love human being and human connection too much, your prayer will fail. You will faint in prayer. Are you here with me at all? You will faint if you place too much value on network connection, social connections. You will faint. Because this life, no matter who you are, you will have a disadvantage. But even in the disadvantage, you still have a desire for something to happen for you. Avenge me of my adversaries. Avenge me of my adversaries. Ask somebody, do you have a request? Then don't faint in prayer. I can't hear you. Ask somebody, do you have a request? Do you have a request? That is very, very important to you. Then don't faint. And tell them, you are likely to faint about that one important thing. Do you know that unimportant things don't make you faint? Your comb is missing. So? The thing that will make you faint is the thing that you need to move on in life. So this woman needed her adversaries to be avenged. Verse number 4, please watch it. Important thing. And he will not for a while. The king will not for a while. Please understand that this thing that is presenting a humongous, gargantuan, gigantic, Herculean, mountainous impression to you that is unmovable. The Bible is saying that it is for a while. But afterward, he said within himself, see, when you see a mountain standing there, there are plate tectonics, there are dynamics happening inside. The mountain is moving. It is you that is not seeing. Things are shifting in the mountain. It is you that is not seeing. This thing that has become like an unmovable problem. I'm telling you that the Bible says that it is only unmovable just on the eye test. But spiritually, everything moves. Jesus told them in Mark 11, he says that you will tell the mountain, be cast into the midst, and the mountain will move. Zechariah chapter 4 says that you will say to the mountain, Kosala Palata. Are you here with me at all? Tell somebody the problem is already moving. It is you that doesn't see the movement. And you faint because your faith doesn't see the movement. You fail to pray because the faith to sustain the prayer, to see the movement, is not there. And when you cannot see spiritually movements, you lose appetite to do. That's why what you see is important. The revelation you have about how things pan out is so important. It's not about what is being seen. It's not about what is happening around. It's about what is your mind about how God deals with issues. So that the thing can be standing by, you know that God is moving it. That's why we don't walk by sight. We walk by faith. And faith in Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1 is what? Come on now, talk to me. Substance of things what? Hope for. Evidence of things not seen. So there are evidences that the thing exists and is working, but it just not seen. As you are praying, the problem is shifting. It's just that physically you are not seeing enough shift. That's why you are likely to faint and stop the prayer, because to you, these marginal shifts are unseen. These marginal shifts are unrecognized. But really, if you were given a scientific measure, you will see that the mountain is moving on the inside. Are you here with me at all? Today, I'm submitting to you that God is helping you to move mountains. It's happening. He will not for a while. But afterward, he said with him, he started responding. Though I fear not God nor regard man. Prayer, though, I said prayer doesn't work. Strategy doesn't work. But I think it's working now. Are you here with me at all? Tell somebody, don't give up. Don't give up. Don't faint. Stay, stay. Come on, stay on that channel. I can't hear you. Tell somebody, stay on that channel. Something has come into my spirit. Aleko parasa kalata. If you are praying about things and they just happen fast, they didn't really require prayer for it. The real things that require prayer, hey, the changes, they are small. Inketia. Whether you love it enough, whether you like it enough, heaven is watching, hell is watching. Nothing is opposing you, nothing is supporting you. It's just about you. You have aligned with God. Stay with God and know how he functions. Tell somebody, the devil is not your problem. The judge is not your problem. The mountain is not your problem. The problem is you. Whether you are on ground and grounded. You know, there are some people, they are on ground, but they are not grounded. You see them, they are praying, but they have left. Hey, I feel it. Ajola Kapata, you are praying, your head is there, your heart is not there. Ah, Kalazosa, akwa kwa siya we ya mebo mpaye we nitisi, wa kwa siya che, eradi me ya me, mo. Your heart and your head must agree. We call it the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous. Head plus heart plus spirit. Everything in alignment, in agreement. Can two work together except it two shall agree. As touching one thing. Not your head one place, your heart in one place. But this thing, if you will ever pray about something, get yourself to a point that no matter the emotional and physical impression, you have crossed those barriers to a point where you say, hey, this prayer is changing this thing. And I'm committed to it. Are you here with me at all? And sometimes for you to overcome the emotional barrier, you need to pray to overcome the emotional barrier. Prayer to overcome the physical barrier. Where are you now? Your preparations. That's why in the Old Testament, the prayer started from the outer court. The cleaning, you are preparing yourself to go to the inner court. You have still not hit the frequency yet. But by the time you get to the holiest of holies, Zonda Kualasa Falata. So you see that it's a preparation from the known to the medium known to the unknown. You get to a certain dimension. That's why in the tabernacle, everything there is so important. You start from cleaning yourself on the outside. You are conscious about what is happening on the outside. The pain is still there and all of that. But as you go to the holy place, you know, meet the table of shewbread. You see the golden censer of incense. You take fresh bread. That's where you renew your revelation. Are you here with me at all? You move from old word, old revelation, to a new revelation. A new faith will start up in you. And from that place, you now enter into proper dimension of prayer, where you have the golden censer of incense, representing two things, both prayer and praise. Are you here with me at all? So sometimes you start and the prayer is not working. You just, you know, augment it with your praise, so that the smoke will be coming out to fill you into the holiest of holies. And by all means, there shall be a migration from this level. You see that you will go past the physical, the emotional, and now you are flying in the spiritual realm. where what you know about the problem doesn't matter, because this one is face to face with God in the holies of holies. Judgment is sealed. Devil is not in the question. It's not in the equation. What is in the equation is, my God shall supply. He is able to do exceed. You see the abilities of God more than the opposition from the devil. You see the abilities of God more than what is trying to stop you. You don't see devil, all you see is God. What he can do for you, when he will do it, and you don't care. And I love the holies of holies, because that place there is no chair. So every time you be standing, kolasa palaya, inkulabalasa, no time to rest. That's what Bible says. Pray without ceasing. No time to rest. And you will be so helped by God. So helped. That's why Moses could stay in the presence for 40 days, 40 nights. Jesus, Bible said, angels helped him. That you are tired means that you are thinking wrongly. Why are you thinking about the devil in the holies of holies? You see God, you don't see devil now. You see God. You see the presence of God. Ila kovasha. Isele klosava. How long have I been here? At that level, you lose count of time. You are before the timeless God who is able to fix the problems in time. And by the time you will leave the presence and come out, the king has changed the dynamics inside. The problem that said, I'm unmovable, I'm unshakable, has already been shaken and moved. Because you stayed. I feel it. Boy, look at the scripture. Don't run away from that. And he will not forever, but afterward. Next verse, please. Yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her. Unless by her continual coming. Say by continual coming. I can't hear you. Say by continual coming. Tell somebody, don't get tired easily. In fact, in real prayer, when you feel like giving up, that's when you pray. Then, or you change your name to Yakubu. You feel like this problem is going to kill you. But I'm telling you, you ain't dying. It's not killing you. Yakubu, manage. When you feel like stopping the prayer, that's when you should be managing. When you feel like your body is caving in and giving up, that's when you have to continue to. Jesus felt the pain in the Garden of Gethsemane. He felt the pain of the judgment, the beating, the crucifixion, even before he stepped into it. Because what prayer does is that it brings you into a spiritual space where you subsume in your being. In the place of prayer, all the difficulties, the barriers that are ahead of you, and in that space of prayer, the Holy Spirit gives you stamina, absorptive capacity to endure all these things. So when you come out, you are a flyer. You come out with a weight, and that's why they are beating Jesus. He's on ground because he has received a spiritual beating already in the place of prayer. The fact that you are responding and you have become sensitive to everything, it's a sign that you have not been there enough. And if you stay there enough, somebody saying barren woman will not move you, because you have received the canes of barren woman in the place of prayer already, and you are dealing with it there. So here cannot deal with you. That's what Bible says. That in Hebrews, I think it says that when he was praying in those last days, it was so much that he learned obedience through the many things he suffered. Kovara kashala pa. Hey, we are walking. When you pray, you walk like a dead man, but you are very alive. Nothing will move you. Shame cannot catch you. He despised the shame of the cross. He saw glory, because when you are in the holies of holies, you will see glory. Am I preaching here? You don't see shame. He had gone past that level. They will be spitting on him. Is this all you have? They will slap him. He said, is that all? They will strip him naked. Say, is that all? Is that all you have? They put tongues of crown on his head. He said, is that all? Move, pray, pray me. Is that all? This one here, make come on, you actually now. Send your share, me now. I saw Kevin. Sister, brother, can you stand up 1 minute? I need you to talk to somebody. Tell somebody that you are responding to the environment too much. It's a sign that you are a fainted person in the place of prayer. Tell somebody, when you are alive in the place of prayer, you will not respond that easily. I like one of the responses I like during the trial of Jesus. They ask him, are you the king of the Jews? He says, whether I'm blessed or I'm cursed, though, if you don't come to that level, we call it spiritual nonchalance. I said, what prepare for us? I'm not going to question me about to be a bit chanty. I say, yeah, we just get it right with swag. What did I make an answer? Now, unya ubi pressing in dua. I say, me no. Even to the crank, 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 you are still holding the book. I can't last minute apo. You two upon answer. You call. I am say a beto. Preparation in the hunting. And here I am. Hey, this year is going to be well with you in Jesus' name. Look at this thing. Hey, put in a scripture there. Please stand for 1 minute. Lest by her continual coming, she weary me. He said, yet because this widow troubled me. You see, prayer, it simply means that the man was seeing, the judge was seeing and hearing about this woman more than he wanted to. Question is, how much of your voice is in the supernatural space? Are you a troubling voice that keeps knocking? Or you are a silent voice? This one I say, Mamba mi hushi inti mejai. You don't have a voice in the corridor, so you are troubling nothing. And if you are troubling nothing, no decision is made on your head. We want people who are continual, consistent, constantly releasing their voice. He says that yet because this widow, this person of disadvantage, troubled me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming. And then some about, you're about 12. How far? Shalakabadahata. He said, another shall not take my place. This seat that was meant for me that they have taken, I believe that my own original seat is still on ground. You will find a way because you are the God that changes the times and the seasons. You put down one and you raise another. Men can take my seat, but I know that you have a very, very wonderful seat for me. And I love it in Genesis chapter 20, I think 20 or 27, that said that, how come you have found this so quickly? 27 verse 20, he said that, the Lord my God preserved it for me, brought it unto me. It doesn't matter what men take. God can bring to you what men take. When Job prayed, he restored him twice. Your voice must be heard. Don't let the voice of your enemy echo in the spirit more than you. The problem is even waiting for your consistent, persistent voice to cower under your voice. Your voice is a scarce data. It's a folder that is scarce in that space. Imagine a 10 terabyte hard drive and you just have one small data on that hard drive. It's insignificant. It's infinitesimal. We have to search and search and search and search before we find it. And sometimes we will never find it because you don't have a voice there. You must have a voice in the department of babies. So, are you here with me at all? Are you sure you are here? You must have a voice in the financial department of heaven. You must have a voice in the kidney department of heaven. Are you here with me at all? He says that even though he bears long with them. Long. You that don't want to pray for long or stay in prayer on one thing for long, you think after visible proofs that is it? You are going to stay. He said, war with the prophecy. War does not end one day. Are you here with me at all? Battle can end one day, but war, it doesn't end one day. Sometimes war is forever. There was war between the house of Saul and the house of David. It was for a very long time. If you are worrying for prophecy, don't look for minutes, hours, and days. Set yourself ready that this is not a sprint. This is a marathon. Are you here with me at all? I'm preaching my intestines out, and I can feel that some people are going into travail. As Zion traveled, she brought. Sometimes traveling can be a long time. You will push and push and push and push. Sometimes you'll be pushing. It's like the pushing is taking your life. Just go to the labor ward. Me once, who would that manage it? Sometimes praying for healing is a long time. You bear for long. Praying for breakthrough, praying for that thing. Because I didn't come on and go be, I will be. Are you here with me at all? How many women were able to appear before this judge? But this lady, she said, I have something that others don't have. And that is persistent prayer. You stand there. Elijah was on the mountain. He told the servant, Charlie Kohebra. You see, many people will get tired about the thing that you are happy to stay on. Elijah stayed in that posture of prayer and told the servant, go and look and come and report. Even the looking and the reporting was wearying him. What does it take to look into the clouds and come and report? He was tired. So imagine the one on their knees praying to generate the power of God for that thing to happen. You have to make up your mind, though, that anything that comes your way, you are going to be on your knees, and you are going to be there and there until the Lord shows up. And he said, because the Lord thy God brought it to me. May the Lord bring to you whatever you have been looking for. Men always ought to pray and not fail. Today, may you have the ability to stay in prayer always. Tell somebody, always stay in prayer. Always, all the time. Say all the time. Before the business, pray. During the business, pray. After the business, close it with prayer. Before strategy, pray. During strategy, be praying for better ones. After strategy, pray. Always pray. If you are not always praying, you cannot be always great. Always pray. Because you get great today, there's a supernatural energy that has sent you there. If you are not always praying, you are not growing in it, you are not building it, your capacity will drop. And when it drops, Akosombo will explode. And when it explodes, doomsa will happen. And when doomsa happens, pressure will come to bear. Productivity will go. Are you here with me at all? So always pray to keep the energy on. Some engineer said it was going to take 6 months. Some young engineer said, no, we can fix it in 2 weeks. Sa city now test now with the ground one. Solaka parasa kalata. You are a man of God, you are there because you have the platform. You think 6 months we day on ground. There are some wells in your temple who are hearing the voice of God directly. You they play. I said they play. You will become a ceremonial person. I'm telling you, no lie. You become a ceremonial pastor. Oh, wait, yeah, pastor. But the real oil-filled guy is the Samuel. The real anointed guy when Saul is there is David. Because these people, David is always fighting the lion, fighting the bear, singing, praying. You alone are my strength and my shield. Alekua parasa kalata iskolafa rakrataka. Nobody is the source of your problem. Get up and pray. Always pray. When it's working, pray. When you are praying and it's still not working, don't be depressed. Keep praying, because you know that God is changing things even when you don't see them. And I want you to lift your hands now. Oh, kaboko pasaka. And I will not be silent. I will always worship you. Come on, everybody. Come on, come on, come on, come on. As long as I am breathing, I am. Worship. We are about to pray. Come on. The prayer is the song that I started. Come on now. And I will not be ashamed. I will worship. Don't sleep on the song. I'm Solution. receive answers, receive advantage. This week, decisions will go in your favor. Raise your hand. This week, decisions will go in your favor. Supernatural decisions will go in your favor. Natural decisions will go in your favor. Oh my God, my God, this week decisions will go in your favor.
Amen.
This year decisions will go in your favor.
Amen.
This year things that have not responded positively, it shall go in your favor in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Whatever has an impression that it does not change, it does not respond in the spirit and in the natural, I pray that the internal decisions of those things, the internal variables, let them begin to move in your favor.
Amen.
Let the decisions begin to move in your favor.
Amen.
Let the reasoning go in your favor.
Amen.
Let the logic go in your favor.
Amen.
Both decisions will be in your favor.
Amen.
Court decisions will be in your favor.
Amen.
Gynecological decisions will turn in your favor.
Amen.
Biological, medical, diplomatic decisions, let all of them go in your favor.
Amen.
In your favor.
Amen.
Decisions in your family, in your career way, in the market, in your ministry, receive, let them go in your favor.
I receive it.
Let there be visible proofs. Let there be visible proofs. May spaces recognize what you carry.
Amen.
The God you carry.
Amen.
The anointing you carry.
Amen.
The power you carry.
Amen.
May you not lose your result.
Amen.
May you not lose your miracle.
Amen.
May you not lose your promise.
Amen.
May you never faint.
Amen.
May you never give up.
Amen.
May you always have the energy to press on.
Amen.
May you have the energy to move on.
Amen.
Until Zion is established. May you never ever end your pursuit.
Amen.
Receive in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Holy Ghost. Sokala Fataya. Today receive an impartation from above. O kapatoto la kapata. Stamina to stay. Stability to stay. Staying power. Endurance. The appetite and the pursuit of aggression in the spirit is to kualasa latara asuntaliki lefelese is to labraka. Receive energy in your spirit, man. Receive power. power in your spirit, man. You will wait upon me and the Holy Ghost will come upon you and give you power. May you receive power.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. It is established in Jesus' name. Amen. Clap your hands and bless the Lord. Clap your hands. Clap your hands like somebody who just prayed into power. Come on, clap your hand and shout. Hey! Hey!
Be a part of our family on social media at the Keeper's House Chapel International. Visit us at the Testimony Arena, Jefamco Junction, Medina Estate. You can also follow Reverend Francis Obing on all social media platforms. God bless you.